Hello and welcome to the seventh round of the Centre Pass Podcast Fantasy Netball Draft. My name is Jared Gardner, and as always on the Centre Pass Podcast, joined by Taylor Mulkey and Sophie Taylor. And we're up to round seven. We are about to finalise our starting squad for our teams in the Fantasy Netball Draft. We've gone through six positions now, and we're leaving it up to our goalkeeper at the moment. Before we get into the picks, we'll just go through some of the teams quickly. Taylor, I might start with you. Kara Konen at goal shooter, Gretel Bueda at goal attack, Liz Watson at wing attack, Kim Revalian at center, Jade Clark at wing defense, and Carla Pretorius at goal defense. What are you looking for in a goalkeeper?
I think I'm just looking for someone that will provide a little bit of stability, but also that X factor. So someone that can really be that general down back and can play both of that attacking role, but also knows when to, you know, sit down, or not sit down necessarily, but lock down and really shut down their opponent. So it's finding someone that will fit that balance, because we all know that Carla Pretorius is such an X factor type of player. Jade Clark is more that dogged style of defender. So it's almost finding the mix of those two, but in a goalkeeper form.
Yeah, definitely. And Sophie, your squad so far, you've got Maya Wilson and Emilia-Anne Ekenasio in your shooting circle, Maddie Brown, Serena Guthrie, and Karen Berger in your midcourt, and you've got Katrina Rorer as your goal defense. How are you thinking your goalkeeper position will go down?
Yeah, I've got a really versatile lineup so far, especially through the midcourt into defense. Obviously, both Berger and Rorer can rotate between the circle and midcourt. So I think I need someone who is that lockdown goalkeeper, is going to stay there, is going to be that consistent fixture down back, and really provide that stability down back. I feel like I'm almost repeating what Taylor's saying, but I need someone who's going to be that constant down back and is not going to be one of those players who constantly shuffles around. So yeah.
And my team so far, I've got Janelle Fowler and Helen Housby in my shooting circle, Gina Crampton, Paige Hadley, and Ash Brazel in the midcourt, and Jane Watson in goal defense. So only a goalkeeper to pick, and I have got the first pick for this position. So my thinking for this pick is I just wanted the person who I didn't want to face up against Janelle Fowler, if that makes sense. So I've gone with Shamara Sterling. I've gone with Shamara Sterling from the Thunderbirds. I think if these teams were to play in real life, she's the one player I wouldn't want to be matched up on Janelle Fowler. And she's also one of the best, if not, well, it's arguable, the best goalkeeper in the world at the moment. So yeah, I'm very happy that I put the number one pick and I can take her, and happy I can get a combination with her and Jane Watson in the defensive circle. Taylor, you've got the second pick. Who are you taking?
I'm just in awe, because I'm thinking, imagining that defensive unit, and my goodness, yes, it's going to so be good. Really hard to try and get any ball through there. So really, really good pickup. But I had a feeling that you would go for Shamara Sterling. So I have opted for the ever experienced Jeeva Mentor. I think she is just such an elite athlete. She is just one of the most experienced, I wouldn't say, one of the most experienced and knowledgeable players. She just constantly provides that element of consistency and X factor. And I definitely think that that's something that will be really important to my defensive lineup. And I'll explain a little bit more behind my thinking. The fact that she has already partnershiped clearly with the likes of Jade Clark, England Roses, and then, of course, Carla Pretorius at the Lightning. So there is that theoretical partnership there.
It's a very good pick. It was probably the one I was looking at if I wasn't going to go Sterling. Sophie, third pick, Sterling and Mentor off the board. Who are you taking?
How terrible is this? Neither of them were even on my radar, which works out for me because now I get one of my two preferred selections. And I'm looking close to home for this. Have been going between a couple of Aussie defenders, and I do have a variety of choices. I think I'm going to go with Emily Mannix. She's just such a live wire down back for the Vixens. And she's not only that, she's a really, really consistent player and very reliable. And that's kind of what I need in my defensive unit. I need someone who's going to be a constant threat down there. So I'm pretty happy with that selection. And she was my number one. So go team.
We must have sensed each other's like radars that we all knew who each other were kind of going to go for but weren't going to go for at the same time. It was just like an unwritten rule that these are our players, hands off.
Yeah, yeah, I think we're all pretty happy with the players that we've got in this round. Sophie, you said it was between Mannix and one other player. Who was the other player you were considering with that pick?
The other player was Courtney Bruce. Obviously, she's probably a little bit more explosive than Emily Mannix, but she does get a little bit more whistle, and that's kind of what I was thinking of there. Obviously, the likes of Rore and Mannix in the circle together is a really exciting prospect and quite dangerous, and Bruce would have been able to add that extra explosiveness to it and perhaps a little bit more versatility. Obviously she can rotate into goal defense, but yeah, Bruce was really my second choice. I did have Sterling on as a potential bench selection, and Jeeva, I genuinely didn't even think of her, and I'm kind of cringing now the fact that I didn't, because obviously she's such a formidable force and is so consistent at that. But overall, I'm pretty sure we've stolen most of the formidable goalkeepers there, although there obviously are lots of big names out there. Who else would you guys have gone for?
Oh, see, I'm very surprised that you didn't go for someone like Kelly Drury, just to really round out that defensive New Zealand vibe.
The New Zealand look.
I would have thought, like, personally, when you were going through that and you're like, oh, I've got a couple in mind, I was like, I reckon she's going to go for Kelly Drury here and just complete the trifecta down back. So I'm very impressed that you didn't. Or
I had to get a vixen shocked. In there.
Oh, that is true. I was waiting for a vixen to appear at some stage. My other options were pretty much, yeah, Jeeva Mentor was clearly the person that I ended up choosing, but Sterling, as we mentioned. I also thought about Sarah Clough, because we did see her a little bit more push into that goal defence position for patches throughout this year. I do think she does her best work down in goalkeeper, and I definitely think that that's the best way forward for her, because she can really lock down an opposition shooter, and she just has that innate goalkeeper sense about her that, you know, she understands how to body up on a player and the footwork and all of that that goes with it. So she was another one that I floated, as well as Ebony Usoro-Brown, just because her body work is so formidable and she's such a strong and physical player, but also knows when to come off the body and can play in goal defence as well.
Yeah, so there are still a lot of like really good goalkeepers left on the board. Another one that I thought was a possible pick would have been Pumza Mwaini from the Lightning. I think it's Taylor, you've got Carla Pretorius, so I thought there was a possibility that you might go for that connection, but obviously the connection with Mentor is there as well. But as you said, all the players you've said, Bruce, Clough, a couple of players over from the ANZ Premiership, I think there are a lot of really good goalkeepers left on the board. Now just going through our starting sevens are finalised for our fantasy draft. We'll go through just our defensive units as a whole. Now, Sophie, I'll start with you. You picked Emily Mannix in goalkeeper to go with Katrina Rodair and Karen Berger in wing defence. How do you think those three will work together?
Yeah, I think they'll be a really good versatile unit. I think we've got lots of really, really, really great hands over pressure, which is kind of one of those really basic things that does so much as a defensive unit. And I think that's something that those three players supply endlessly. So that's something I'm really looking forward to with this trio, I guess. It'll be interesting to see how Berger and Rore work with Mannix in the goal circle there. I think that's probably the only catch that I have, given the two wing defense and goal defense of my selection are more zone defenders. And then you look at Mannix and she's very, very one-on-one. But I think with the amount of selections we have for the bench, there's still plenty of creative defenders out there that I can help to bolster those ranks and really make it a really consistent unit. So I'm really, really excited about this trio.
Now, Taylor, moving on to your defensive unit, Jeeva Mentor and Carla Pretorius in the goal circle with Jade Clark out in wing defence. You obviously spoke about those connections a bit earlier, but how do you think those three work together?
So, yeah, as I touched on a little bit earlier in relation to the connections, clearly Jade Clark and Jeeva Mentor have played together for a very long time. They've been staple holds in the England Roses camp for as long as I can remember. So clearly they have a very good, strong connection. And then if you look at the likes of Jeeva Mentor and Carla Pretorius, it is fair to say that I am a big believer in defence wins premierships. And when they were together at the Lightning, they went back to back. So that's, for me, an easy decision to make that connection and reunite them in the goal circle to a certain extent. And I think the good thing is it's a definite balance between attack and defence, if that makes sense, in the sense you have Carla Pretorius, who is renowned for that ability to go out hunting for the ball, and she's so quick on her feet that she consistently gets those tips and deflections, whereas Jeeva Mentor is more of your traditional goalkeeper. She stays in the circle 9 times out of 10, or if she's coming out, you know that she's about to gobble up that intercept. There's no two ways about it. And then Jade Clark, as I also touched on, she's that dogged style of defender that really grinds her player into the ground, which then allows someone like Pretorius to really come out and shine and grab those really big intercepts. So it's a real fine balance between having players that can complement each other. And I definitely think that that's what that trio will do, because they all have a unique understanding of their role and they know what they have to do to ensure that they can perform at a high level and on a consistent rate.
Yeah, it's a very scary trio to come up against. And just finally, my defensive unit is Shamira Sterling, Jane Watson, and Ash Brazel. So I've gone with a bit of flair, a bit of pizzazz in my defensive unit. I think very athletic, hunting for a lot of intercepts and really putting that pressure on the ball coming down the court. So I'm really happy with the three players I've got. That is our starting sevens all wrapped up. Do go listen to all the previous episodes. Episode 1 is a bit of a longer explanation of how this has been planned out and how we planned out who picked where. And yeah, listen to all 6 episodes so far, all of our picks. Let us know what you think of the starting sevens. Follow us on Twitter at centrepasspod, and do go to netball.draftcentral.com.au for all your world netball news and reviews. And we'll speak to you in a couple of days where we start our bench picks.